Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Good. Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you. So today we are talking about the Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust Muestra de Saca Nacatamali. The cigar is Toro-ish, 6x48. Comes out of the Hoya de Nicaragua factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano. Binder and filler are both from Nicaragua. Blended by Steve Saca. Price point is $15.95. And the cigar was released in November of 2017. So with that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
So before I get into the actual smoking part, I got to call out especially the look of these cigars. Like when Steve Saca does a cigar, like the look of his cigar, especially the wrapper, is really pretty. Like even his Umbagog looks probably for most company standards, like a really nicely constructed cigar. So anyways, in terms of the actual smoking experience, first couple of thirds, you know, very heavy with cedar and cinnamon. There's more spice in that conventional sense of a spice, and like there's white pepper coming through as well. Profile, like a gritty earthiness as well. So there's a lot of earth and minerals and spice within the cigar. Retrohaling the cigar, deeper notes of cinnamon, very sharp cedar, like almost to the point where like, oh man, it's there. It's like front and center. Finish, lingering cedar, white pepper on the rear palate. Strength, kind of overall strength is medium full, and then body to be that medium full range. So, and the only other thing to notice within the last third of the cigar, is started to lose out on complexities, where it's just like a medium full, strength, medium bodied, spicy cinnamon, dry wood, gritty earthiness. So just a lot of spices kind of coming through, and that completely permeated through like the retrohale. And it just got more intense and it parlayed into the finish as well. In terms of construction, I rated it to be perfect on both ends. Slow, cool burn, razor sharp burn line, solid ash marks, just absolutely picture perfect. Draw wise, just that ideal, you know, medium between resistance and airflow. So, yeah, overall, great constructed, pretty heavy spice levels on this guy.
Yeah, for me, smoky wood and cinnamon kind of how the cigar started out, and I'm a huge cinnamon fan. I dug the cinnamon and the Silver Mesa, so that was kind of a good start for me. Second third, smoky wood, slight cream, a little bit of coffee in there. Final third was much the same as the second third, but the coffee had left out of there, so that was really the only transition there. Strength kind of went from medium to medium full as the cigar went along. In regards to construction, I had a little bit of issue with the burn, slightly wavy the entire way. Went out on me once in the first third, required to relight there. Ash held on about 1-inch increments. In regards to the draw, I thought it was very good. Slightly tighter than I prefer. I didn't feel like it caused any issues with the smoking experience. So overall, what were your thoughts on the cigar?
Overall, my impressions is that it's a familiar Dumbarton Tobacco Trust kind of a flavor profile, right? So like, what I think what Steve really knows how to do is stuff that's like heavier, grittier, spicy, earthy, and he pairs that with a really well-constructed cigar. But in the case of the Nacatamali, I feel like it did like there's so much spice and earthiness to it that it lacks sweetness for me. So like some of the other ones that he does. Perfect examples like Mi Querida, Silver Mesa, like there is sweetness to combat that heavy earth and not a spicy kind of a profile, such as like a nice chocolatiness or like a breadiness. I felt like this cigar missed that or I didn't get enough of it perhaps. And I think it'll be more, I guess, for lack of a better word, more well-rounded in the event that there was more of that sweetness and other nuances of that kind of, you know, that profile. But hey, I mean, I say all these things, but there's so many freaking fanboys of Saca, like this shit probably already sold out anyway. So.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. This is my first experience with the Muestra de Saca. I didn't get to smoke the Exclusivo, but I can see how this fits kind of within the profile. Like you were saying, it's kind of a similar flavor profile from some of the other lines. you know, lots of smoky wood, nice cinnamon component in that first third. I would love to have seen that kind of go on through the cigar a little bit more, but it wasn't to be for me. Second third, the cigar became a little more linear. Construction was pretty good, aside from a relight, you know, that I already talked about. Strength was medium to medium full entire way. I think it's, you know, maybe for more experienced smokers for this, you know, a new smoker's not going to understand or probably appreciate the strength level. I think it's a cigar worth tracking down. It wouldn't be my preferred line within the portfolio. I'd still kind of, you know, migrate to the Sopra Mesa stuff. But, you know, if you're a fan of Devarton Tobacco and Trust, it's a profile that you'll like if you like the other, some of the other lines. I mean, it's not something that's, you know, off on another tangent or anything like that. It's kind of got some of those core flavors there. In regards to the scores, I give it a 6.47. You give it a 6.82. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
Matched pretty well. I mean, overall profile was good. What really helped the score on this guy for me is the perfection in construction. So yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, mine matches up well. I mean, like I said, a similar profile with some cigars I've had in regards to the points in, you know, good through the first two thirds, average in the final third. Construction was not as high as some others, so it kind of takes a dip in regards to that. I know that a lot of people have already given this cigar a lot of praise, a lot of other, you know, cigar media and things like that. So there's already been a bunch of Cigar of the Year lists that have come out, and it's hit number one and very high on a bunch of other ones. I think for you and I, it's not at that level. Like, you know, it's just not in that ballpark of what we're seeing from some other people. Your thoughts?
So then kind of what I've seen of various, especially YouTubers that are now around, cigar blog YouTubers, I guess, vloggers, I guess you could say. When I see something like this come on as their like top list of the year, I typically see most of their other top 10 to be very similar in profile as this, right? Like I think about like Black Label Trading Company, I think about Aromacraft. So it just kind of shows you, if you're a fan of this profile, like this is absolutely your jam, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying, I mean, yeah, there's absolutely subjective aspects to reviewing a cigar, because if you like spice, if you like big earth, like of course you're going to rate this well, right? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like I still look for things like balance and nuance in a cigar, right? And finish and everything else. So, and I just didn't think this cigar had quite as much of that. Like, you know, I've always thought, like, I feel like I've seen enough Saga cigars where it's in this, like, flavor profile, this flavor wheel, right? I kind of want to see him do something completely different, just to see what he could do and what his blending style and what his, not blending style, well, how he could blend other types of cigars, right? Like take a Connecticut shade, use some Corojo, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting in the sense of like, man, like I just want to see something different. So.
Yeah. Sounds good. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.